Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. It's just I don't usually find people out here. Especially at this time of night. I was just on my way home and I thought I'd come sit by the pond for a bit. If that's all right. There's always something about this place that makes me feel at peace. You could lie here on the banks under the stars for hours and never want to move. I don't mean to intrude. I thought I was the only one who knew this place. But if you came here for some solitude, I can leave you be. It's no trouble, really. I'll just come... Oh. You don't mind if I stay? Thank you. I've been feeling a bit down lately, and I always come here when I need to clear my mind. It's beautiful tonight. The stars, the moon. See how they dance on the water's surface? If you don't mind me asking, what were you doing out here? The nearest village is quite a few miles away, and I wasn't aware of any cottages nearby. You could ask me the same thing. Wary of strange women wandering the woods at night, are we? Well, if you must know, I live about half an hour north of here. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping, and often I'll find myself wandering the woods until I feel myself succumbing to it. I find it more agreeable than lying in bed trying to force sleep. And truth be told, there is nothing more beautiful than the woods under a full moon. I know you might find it strange. And to be honest, I am a bit embarrassed. But to my credit, I never imagined finding someone else out here in the dead of night. But what of you? What brings you this far into the forest? Ah, I see. Well, I can't fault you for that. The woods are simply enchanting tonight. And the perfect place to be alone with your thoughts. I can leave you to it then, if you wish. Are you sure? I can go. It's really no trouble. Well, thank you. I have to admit, living this deep in the woods tends to make one feel a bit lonely from time to time. It's been a while since I've just stopped and spoken with someone. I've been living out here for some time now. Yet I still rarely venture as far as the village. I've always been one to take comfort in solitude. It's why I ended up way out here. It's quiet. Simple. Very different from where I come from. Oh, and where is that? Far away. I come from a land far beyond the mountains and the seas. Things there are not as calm as they are here. There are no great and ancient forests or beautiful woods. No streams or ponds to sit by. No, that land is much harsher, as are the people. I suppose I was more fortunate than most, and lived most of my life in relative comfort. But I was never happy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ramble. It's just been so long since I've been able to talk to someone. Who am I? Well, I would tell you, but you may not like what you hear. Very well. But please, you mustn't be scared or think less of me. I mean you no harm. You see these marks on my arms? Do you know what they are? No? Curious. But I suppose things do move more slowly in this land. These marks are no more than tattoos to your eyes, I'm sure. That is not the case. These are runes. A web of ancient marks and rites sewn into the very fabric of my being. Drawn not in ink, but carved. Carved in soul. You see now, I am a rune mistress. You are afraid. Do I frighten you that much? Don't be. I swear it when I say that I mean you no harm. Oh. You wish to leave. I understand. The legends that surround us do not paint us kindly. And the light in your eyes screams of caution. But now that I have told you who I am, what I am, won't you stay just a moment longer? I can show you things few with mortal eyes have seen. The patterns on my arms, they are different now than before. You see? See now the deep glow of velvet red, fading and growing with my will. There is much to be learned from runes. They tell stories of the past, a lost language with no memory but its own. And like a warm hearth on an icy night, they draw you in until the flames consume all, and all else fades to darkness. Where once your eyes showed fear, they now linger, lost in the labyrinth of my spell. Of course they are. You are not the first to fall victim to their beauty, nor will you be the last. And tonight they are enchanting. Don't you agree? What is it you see? What story do my runes tell? Do not attempt to understand them. There are many who have devoted their entire lives to learning their dance, only to find themselves consumed. Only those who bear them may know their voice, but understand their song is not always sweet. Careful, your eyes do not linger too long. The runes show many things, some of which you are not capable of handling, some of which will draw you so deep you may never surface again. Your fear seems to have abandoned you. Was it not moments ago you wished to leave me? Why is it now you linger in my presence? I know why. You're deep now, aren't you? Deep and enchanted by the beauty of my runes. Look deeper now. Listen to them. Heed their call and join them. Your mind fades and grows vague. Things that once seemed so certain are now shrouded with doubt. Look deeper. Let them envelop you. Let them entangle your mind, and I will show you things even dreams cannot reveal. Look deeper and sink. Let your memories fade away. Let them fade so that you may be my vessel. I promise you have nothing to fear from me. Nothing to hide. You have seen but a few of my runes. Their songs may be sweet, yes, but there is so much more that I can show you. All you have to do is take my hand. Take my hand and let me guide you. Yes, like that. Come now. You may be of some use to me.